Some people wonder if good works are necessary for being taken in the rapture. When the Bible teaches that we are saved by faith and not by works, Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 through 9. It also teaches that true faith produces good works, James chapter 2 verses 17 through 18. So too faith, if it does not have works to back it up, is by itself dead, inoperative and ineffective. But someone may say, "You claim to have faith and I have good works. Show me your alleged faith without the works if you can, and I will show you my faith by my works, that is, by what I do." James chapter 2 verses 17 through 18. This means that if we truly have faith in Jesus, it will be shown by our actions. Our good works are evidence of our faith and obedience to God. Examining our lives. We need to regularly examine our lives. Are we living in a way that shows our faith in Jesus? Are we obeying His commands and showing love to others? These are important questions to ask ourselves. Test and evaluate yourselves to see whether you are in the faith and living your lives as committed believers. Examine yourselves, not me. Or do you not recognize this about yourselves by an ongoing experience that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail the test and are rejected as counterfeit? 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. This verse encourages us to look at our lives and make sure we are truly living as followers of Jesus. We should encourage each other to stay faithful and ready for Jesus' return. Being part of a church and having Christian friends can help us stay strong in our faith. Let us consider thoughtfully how we may encourage one another to love and to do good deeds, not forsaking our meeting together as believers for worship and instruction, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more faithfully as you see the day of Christ's return approaching. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 through 25. This passage reminds us of the importance of being in community with other believers and encouraging each other in our faith.